to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I never did intend to endorse anybody, but I've had the opportunity to meet with Governor Romney over the last couple of weeks, have long phone conversations with him, and I've come away from those conversations fully convinced that Governor Romney is the person to lead our party, to lead our nation.
I have two criteria I am using to make my decision to vote in our primary Tuesday. Who is the best person to be president, who will make the best president, and who has the best chance of defeating Barack Obama? And in my opinion, Mitt Romney is clearly that person.
Here's Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. And Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, both announcing their endorsement of Mitt Romney over the weekend. The Wisconsin primary is tomorrow, along with Maryland and Washington. So you can be sure during the day tomorrow, actually today, tomorrow, Wednesday, lots of conversation about the primary. And it'll be a big part of what we cover here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits, the stories, the conversations, the calls from you. And by the way, you can call us here. We review, listen to a lot of the hosts and programs and stations that carry these issue-oriented conversations, sort of put it all together for you. And then you can think about what's being heard and converse about it at 800-510-8255. So let's get started with this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with host Janine Turner here, talking actually to Mitt Romney about what happens if the Supreme Court overturns the so-called Obamacare bill.
If Obamacare gets, repealed, so to speak, the Supreme Court strikes it down, what do we do about the Americans out there that don't get insurance but still expect free health care?
Well, each state has always been free to consider their own way in dealing with the uninsured. And some of the uninsured are simply poor and can't afford insurance. Others of the uninsured, as you point out, just show up at the hospital and expect someone else to pay for them, even though they could have bought insurance and could have afforded it. And different states have reached different conclusions how to deal with these issues, but the right course is not for the federal government to take over all of health care, to tell us what insurance we can and can't have, and ultimately what treatments we can and can't have, but instead to allow individual states to make their own decisions and individual citizens to make their own decisions relating to health care. So my plan is return, eliminate Obamacare either through the Supreme Court or through legislation and executive action, and return to the states the authority and responsibility they have always had for this issue. Don't take another program and run it at the federal level. It's simply the wrong way to go. We should take a lot of federal programs instead and turn them back to the states.
Well, I agree. I agree with that completely. And what about opening, the ability to buy insurance across state lines? Wouldn't that help?
Yes, I think it makes a lot of sense for individuals to be able to purchase their own insurance on the same tax advantage basis that companies buy insurance for them today. And as individuals buy their own insurance, they ought to be able to buy across state lines to give themselves access to providers that are available in other states. Of course, you want to make sure they have ample operations in your home state so that you have provisions to hold them their feet to the fire if they don't want to perform. But yes, people should have the freedom to purchase insurance wherever they like to get it.
I know I have about a minute left here. I've heard you say in the debates quite a bit that if you're elected as president, you will execute an executive order, so to speak, repealing Obamacare. And I've always wondered, how's that done? How would you do that with an executive order?
Well, here's what I'm referring to, is that I would direct the Secretary of Health and Human Services to issue an executive order which would provide a waiver for all 50 states to be able to receive a waiver from Obamacare. Now, the president's done that for the various unions that have supported him. But you've seen that. So I'm going to take his method and apply it to stop his legislation, unless the court does it for us, by basically allowing states to opt out of Obamacare. My guess is that a state like Texas would take me up on that.
Yes.
But then we have to go to the second part of the effort and actually get it repealed and replace Obamacare with something that works a good deal better, which in my view means just letting individuals and states be the place where health care decisions are made.
So there's Mitt Romney on the tin can talking to Jeanine Turner on her radio program. 800-510-8255. I have speculation on what happens if Obamacare gets overturned and how do you fix situations there. It's April 2nd. Yesterday, April 1st, Mitt Romney, the subject of an April Fool's Day prank by his staff. Romney was due to attend a meeting at a Milwaukee restaurant, which is where his staff decided to play the prank. They set up an identical room to the one where Romney was supposed to meet up with the voters, but this one was empty. That's pretty funny, right? I think that's funny. 800-510-8255. So we're talking about the voting going on tomorrow and where the strength is coming. Republicans in Maryland have been ruled by Democrats for almost two centuries. They've been divided into gerrymandered districts that dilute their ability to elect members of Congress, and their disorganized ranks have left the party mostly filled with extremists. That doesn't work. The often overlooked and bulging moderate middle of Maryland's GOP is going to be relevant this time, at least for a day. The first competitive presidential primary in a generation will be part of the scenario and expected to give all of their votes to Mitt Romney. At least that's what he'll probably get. Most of the parties, they have their delegates, and he'll be the guy, apparently, because there is such a mess there in Maryland. If you're in Maryland, what do you think of that? 800-510-8255. The Sunday morning news programs on television become a lot of fodder for our conversation, and we'll take a turn around most of them, talking to the various candidates so we have everything spread out equally. Try to have all voices heard here. 14 after, this is the countdown.
Hey, there he is.
What appearance.
Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how are you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy?
If yourself answered yes, then Granger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Granger representative or visit Granger.com/KeepStock. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. From NBC's Meet the Press, Savannah Guthrie talked to Rick Santorum about tomorrow's primary in Wisconsin.
Is Wisconsin do or die for you?
I don't think Wisconsin is do or die, but I think it's going to be a strong signal. And look, when I keep coming back to the fact that when you look at the odds that are against us, I mean, I think David would like to have these odds versus Goliath. I think this is a Herculean task that we're involved in, and it's going well. We've made record numbers of phone calls out of our campaign offices. We have volunteers flowing in like we've never seen before, really since Iowa. I mean, the grassroots effort here has really been spectacular, and the response that a lot of folks don't want this race to be over. There's one thing worse than a convention, and that is a convention fight, and that's picking the wrong candidate, not picking the best candidate to give us the best chance to win.
Let's look ahead to April 24th, the Pennsylvania primary. The latest poll we have out of there has you in a statistical dead heat with Mitt Romney. Would you be willing to acknowledge, as Newt Gingrich did with regard to Georgia, that if you can't win in your home state, you have no business in this race?
I think we're going to win in our home state. There were two polls out since then that have us up 20 and 17. So the one that has it up is two. When Governor Corbett, who's the governor right now, was running a primary, that poll had him dead heat with his challenger, and he won by like 30 points. So, that poll is always, frankly, an outlier. And when I saw it, I just laughed because it's never right.
But to the larger point,
when I saw that poll.
Okay, but you agree Pennsylvania is a must-win for you.
Pennsylvania's got, we have to win Pennsylvania, okay. And we're going to win Pennsylvania. I have no doubt about that.
Senator Rubio said this week that the moment that you acknowledge that you can't get to 1,144 delegates, that magic number, quote, the primary is over. You have said it is likely you won't get to 1,144. My question to you is, if Romney has more delegates by your math and everyone else's math, if he's won more states, he's won the popular vote, and even by your own admission, it's the longest of long shots for you to get to 1,144, why isn't it time to step aside?
Well, first off, it's not the longest of long shots. So many of the delegates who are coming to the convention are unbound delegates. So this idea that Governor Romney has all of these delegates in this huge lead, we just, the numbers just don't bear that
out. Would you acknowledge he's the most likely nominee, as Newt Gingrich did this week?
Well, he's ahead right now, but less than half the votes, the delegates have been selected. Just go back 4 years ago. Governor Romney was still in the race at this point. In other words, and when this percentage of delegates had been selected, Governor Romney was still in the race, and he wasn't doing nearly as well as we were. And so I just think, we have a lot of panic out there among the establishment, because the establishment has tried to convince the Republicans across this country and conservatives across this country that they need Mitt Romney shoved down their throat, and they're trying everything they can. They're not making the sale on the money, on the endorsements. They're not making the sale on the policies and what he's standing for, because he's all over the map. So they have to make the case of inevitability. And I can tell you, as you saw a poll came out this week, that 60%+ of the people in the Republican Party don't want me to get out of this race because they want a conservative. And right now, this is the chance is Rick Santorum, and hopefully we'll show that here in Wisconsin.
You don't even know, sir, what a conservative is. Listening to that makes you understand, and this is true, I guess, of most, if not all, politicians. There's such an ego involved in driving them, and there's a lack of, look at Obama and how out of touch he is with reality. You look at these people, the same kind of thing. They're being fed all this stuff by their staff. More coming up on the primaries, 21 after on the countdown.
BeProvisionBePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Starting today, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale starts today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the State of the Union, or the State of the State, or the State of Politics, or the State of the Primary, 800-510-8255. Let's listen to Candy Crowley talking to Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky, on State of the Union on CNN about his reluctance to endorse Romney.
Let me ask you what you think of Mitt Romney.
I think he's going to be an excellent candidate, and I think the chances are overwhelming that he will be our nominee. It seems to me that we're in the final phases of wrapping up this nomination, and most of the members of the Senate Republican Conference are either supporting him or they have the view that I do, that it's time to turn our attention to the fall campaign and begin to make the case against the President of the United States.
So why not endorse him?
Look, the people of Wisconsin are going to speak Tuesday, and in the District of Columbia and Maryland, I have not felt that they needed any advice from me as to what to do, but I think it's absolutely apparent that it's in the best interest of our party at this particular point to get behind the person who is obviously going to be our nominee and to begin to make the case against the President of the United States.
But wouldn't the endorsement of the Republican leader in the Senate move you toward your goal, which is it's time to make our case against the President and wrap up this primary? I guess that's why I'm a little confused.
The Kentucky primary is in late May. I'm not sure the voters of Wisconsin or the District of Maryland need any advice from me, but it is clear that we are moving toward having a nominee. I think he will be an outstanding nominee. I think he can win the election.
All right, so there's a lot of double talk. I love these guys. Good Lord. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow this if you go to DougStephan.com. If you want any time, the issues on Facebook and on Twitter. Here's radio host Tom Maher, who talks to Donald Trump before he goes on the air with his apprentice last night for his reasons in support of Mitt Romney.
Why Mitt Romney?
Well, interestingly, Tom, I was running and I was doing really nicely. I was leading in the polls and I was having a lot of fun doing it. But I also sort of love what I'm doing, and it's building things like your great golf course in, right near your station, and Trump National. And I'm just having a lot of fun doing it. And I've been watching Mitt Romney, and he's the one person that took on China. And he's the one person that really understands OPEC and gets it and understands what they're doing to us. You just look at fuel prices. And I just sort of liked what he was doing and liked what he was saying. Then I got to know him much better over the course of about a four-month period, five-month period. And I just felt he was the right guy, and he gets it. He's a smart, he's a very smart guy, actually, but he's also a great businessman, which we need to a large extent, because every country is just ripping this country off like we're a bunch of babies. And I endorsed Mitt Romney.
From the beginning, and I've caught hell because I'm a conservative. I liked, I just knew that Newt Gingrich wasn't going to make it, and I didn't think that he wouldn't say I'm his friend anymore, Rick Santorum. But I have said from the beginning, this is an electoral race. It's not a popular contest, and if you can win Michigan, and there's a large Cuban and Hispanic vote, by the way, in New Jersey as well.
Right.
If you could ever win New Jersey, Michigan, and Florida, you know you're going to win Texas. The race is over. Marco Rubio, I think, would make a wonderful running mate, and I've always talked in terms of Romney. Rubio, what did you think of Rubio endorsing Romney?
I thought it was great. I think he would be a very good running mate. I think he'd carry some real weight. I don't know how much people vote for the vice presidential candidate. You know, that's never really been determined. Actually.
Really? Not often, but this is a different election.
Yeah, I think that some people do feel strongly, and I do too. I think he's an excellent guy. Chris Christie's excellent. I think the governor of Virginia is excellent. Bob McDonald is an excellent guy. But I would think that Rubio would be a great candidate.
All right, so there's Donald putting together his reasons for supporting Mr. Romney. And maybe a suggestion or two as to who ought to be vice president. What about Donald Trump as a vice president? Did that idea make you gag, or does that sound like it has value? More valuable conversation coming up. We'll focus on the Obamacare discussion from last week in a few minutes here.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Did you know that for less than what you pay each week at the laundromat, you could get a new washer and dryer during Rent-A-Center's appliance event?
So no more waiting around on a machine?
That's right. And with worry-free pricing, delivery, setup, and service are included.
No more digging around for quarters?
Nope.
No more missing socks?
Nope.
No more stranger lint?
Yeah.
Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires April 25th, 2012. Quantities limited.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed to...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
As the staff and I get you into a new week, focusing on a lot of the weekend conversations on talk radio and talk television, and that's what's new. I don't know if this is new or not. As a matter of fact, I think that listening to a lot of this stuff, it's the same old yammer yammer, but because the there are endorsements being given and there are primaries being held, this brings back around front and center the discussion about whether we have one day set aside for primaries instead of all this hooting and hollering. Presidential hopeful Romney, Mitt Romney, gathering another key endorsement on Sunday. This one from Senator Ron Johnson. He hoped a victory in the primary there on Tuesday will enable him to establish his front-runner position to becoming the presumptive nominee. And meanwhile, you listen to Rick Santorum talk about why he needs to stay in the race. Not much from Gingrich. People are just getting tired of it. Ron Paul keeps working hard. Let's listen to a discussion from MSNBC. Melissa Harris-Perry talked to analyst John Nichols about whether Santorum's campaign is over.
Rick Santorum this weekend is saying he's not going to be unrealistic about staying in the race. But I wonder, if Santorum loses Wisconsin, is this the end of Santorum's campaign?
It's pretty close to that. Rick Santorum has gone in a big way in Wisconsin. He campaigned hard. He went to the right places. He has gone to the factory towns of Wisconsin's eastern shore along Lake Michigan. Those are traditional blue-collar and very overwhelmingly Catholic areas where he thought he could make a real breakthrough. He also has campaigned hard with the burgeoning religious right in Wisconsin. And to be honest, he hit the ground well. He went bowling in Sheboygan and or Fond du Lac, I believe, and hit three strikes. And so people said, you know, this guy's doing it right. But the problem is that Mitt Romney really recognized the threat of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin's a maverick state. It tends to vote renegade in primaries. It's done that a lot in the past. Mm-hmm. And so Romney went in with huge amounts of money, outspending Santorum 4 or 5, maybe even 6 to 1. And he veered hard to the right in Wisconsin. He wrapped a his arms around Paul Ryan.
Yep.
Ryan and Romney have been campaigning together for the last couple days. And he really went passionately into the tank with Governor Scott Walker. That's an appeal to the base Republicans. And I think it's going to work. I think at the end of the day, Santorum is not going to get the finish he needed out of Wisconsin. Yep. And that is going to be very tough for him.
All right, who are the pretenders, contenders, intenders, the intender? I guess the contender is Romney at this point, and has been for quite a while. The intender is Santorum, and the pretenders, pretty much Gingrich, I think, don't you? 800-510-8255. I've used that bracket to sort of look at all these people that are running and have that sort of be the guideline as to what at least I was using as a throttle for how much to inveigle my own 2 cents worth in some of these conversations. I thought it was interesting that Senator Rubio, everybody talks about him as a possible vice presidential candidate, broke his vow of neutrality to endorse Romney. He earns the nomination, so says Rubio. And then he was interviewed the next day. And when he was interviewed, according to one observer, he didn't exactly ooze enthusiasm when explaining his choice. He said, quote, "There are a lot of other people out there that some of us wish had run for president, but they didn't." Should a guy like that be even considered to be after reading that? I don't think I'd put him on the ballot with me. Would you? Hey, those of you who are in Florida who love this guy, what about it? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Bob Kerr talking to Paul Bedard from the Washington Examiner about Romney courting activists.
Well, Mitt Romney's confident that he has the Republican presidential nomination in the bag, and now he's trying to woo conservative activists. But will he be able to? Paul, we know Mitt Romney's had a tough time exciting the party's base, and with Romney meeting conservative activists now, exactly which side is doing the persuading between the two?
That's a good point. I mean, the Romney people really need the conservatives on board. You know, he only wins like 30 or 40% of that vote. And the thinking is, listen, if he can get a lot of the activists, and these are pro-life, evangelical, center-right kind of think tank activists on board, maybe they will help. Well, they've been meeting and meeting and meeting, I mean, all around the country, but especially in Washington, where these are kind of headquartered. And it seems to be working. I talked to one of Romney's top kind of outreach conservatives, Babe Buchanan, and she's, you know, met with a lot of these folks, and she's listening to them, you know, getting ideas on policy, ads, even vice presidential nominees, and these conservatives tell me they're starting to really think, okay, Romney's going to be the guy, how can we get some influence?
And you mentioned that the activists are trying to push Romney in certain directions, policy, politics, the vice presidential pick. Any idea how they're trying to nudge him in those directions, what they're trying to get out of him?
I think what they're trying to get out of him is a commitment to social issues, conservative issues, because those are, like abortion, you know, he's been a little bit on both sides of the issue, and they just want to make sure that if he becomes president, buddy, they're keeping an eye on him. And what Romney is doing in return is saying, I understand, and I am going to be a true blue conservative. And so there seems to be a meeting of the minds and a realization that, hey, the bottom line for the conservatives is to get Obama out of office.
And you also quote one conservative as saying, we're going to have some fun trying to get Romney across the finish line. What is that exactly supposed to mean?
Well, let's say Romney wins and he gets a good bulk of the conservative vote. Well, who takes the credit? The conservative activists will. And so then they'll like to use some of that power of getting him into office in the presidency. And it'll be things such as making sure that if there's another Supreme Court pick, for example, it's more in the conservative model.
All right, conservative. Again, I say this all the time. People don't even know what that term means. You use the term you want to, but most people don't even understand what that word means. And when you apply it to some of the people who have held that banner, like George Bush, it becomes a joke. Because the whole thing is pretty ridiculous, actually, if you get right down to it. Listening to some of these people throw this around like everybody trying to run and gain the mantle of Reaganism, et cetera, et cetera. A couple of tweets on the 2012 campaign. Maggie, let's see here. We love to talk to reporters on background to prove how much we know, said one advisor to Mr. Romney. Here's another tweet from Jake Tapper looks like he's the ABC guy. To be fair, Henry Francis fictionally advised John Lindsay and Nelson Rockefeller. Talking about people who are advising. Remember, John Lindsay was mayor of New York. Nelson Rockefeller was vice president. And just looking at some of these things, I'm also kind of interested in looking at some of the Flickr pics, the pictures that show up of the various candidates and people at rallies and the hats they're wearing, the signs they're holding, who's outdoing whom at CPAC. Still, that's all about just stuff that's exploratory, has more gas from the media than it has gas or input on what you think or do. I think that's the way it is. I think a lot of this stuff is just more ways for these people, these 501c3s, to get endorsements or get funds so that the people that are working there can keep their jobs. Let's finish off the discussion of the primaries and politics with a listen to host Esme Murphy talking to political analyst Steve Shier about Mitt Romney's ties to Obamacare.
That is perhaps the issue that he has been hit the hardest on by his Republican opponents. And certainly the polls, when you look at Mitt Romney and you look at his negatives amongst fellow Republicans, that is one of the areas. It's not the only one, but it's certainly one of the areas that he comes up short in. And I think it's a significant issue for him. How does he run against this when, in fact, the Massachusetts model is the model that, as Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum have stressed, it was the model.
Right. Well, I think the timing actually aids Romney. If the Supreme Court were hearing this in their October arguments and releasing an opinion in December saying that the individual mandate was unconstitutional, that would have hit Mitt Romney at exactly the wrong time, just before the Iowa caucuses, and he would have really, I think, been thrown for a loop by that. Timing's everything in politics. This isn't coming out till sometime in the summer, and he may well be the nominee by then.
Right, but it's an issue that galvanizes so many conservatives there's such outrage over this issue amongst so many Republicans, and I don't see how Mitt Romney, the nominee, can harness that or get behind it or channel it.
Yeah.
And it's really one of the most passionate issues for many, many people, and I think he just has to back off that one.
Oh, I think I think he is. You know, he is indicating that wherever he is asked about this on the stump, he says, I want to repeal Obamacare. We're going to do that right away. If you're going to call me the father of the individual mandate, I'll be happy to repeal it. That's what he said this week. So.
Right. Yeah,
so he's really trying to, make up ground on an issue that has been a real difficulty for him.
800-510-8255. Okay, so the ties to Obamacare bring us around to a discussion of Obamacare. It was the big story last week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. If you're listening over the weekend, and as it was a week ago today and tomorrow and Wednesday, still lots of conversation about the Supreme Court and what it may or may not do. So we'll get to all that in a few moments here on the Countdown.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less.
So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle. To ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the Geico motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary! Come up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I don't know whether that's appropriate. A lot of this stuff makes us want to fall asleep. The discussion of Obamacare from last week, discussed over the weekend on the Fox News Sunday program, Chris Wallace talks to DNC Chair Howard Dean and former RNC Chair Haley Barbour about the future of Obamacare.
If the Supreme Court strikes down the individual mandate, Governor Dean, as you have predicted that they will, won't Republicans be able to say that this is a president so far out of the mainstream that his signature legislative accomplishment of his term in office turned out to be unconstitutional?
Well, I think that depends. The mandate is something that's not really necessary. First of all, if the justices strike it down, it might actually help the president because people don't like the mandate. But if the rest of the bill stays intact, I think it'll ultimately be seen as a victory for the president. I think he'll do fine.
Governor Barbour, you think that's a victory for the president? And let me ask you about a problem Republicans have, because there's a lot in Obamacare that people like. They like the idea that people can't be excluded from coverage because of pre-existing conditions, or that kids can stay on their parents' policies till they're 26. If, let's say, the whole bill is struck down, Republicans talk about repeal and replace. What are you going to replace that with?
Well, let me say, first of all, I think it would be pretty interesting if former constitutional law professor President Obama's signature law gets kicked out because it's unconstitutional. But I think there's a very good chance that that will happen. The fact of the matter is that the law is very unpopular. Unlike most entitlements, it has continued to stay unpopular after it was enacted. I think that's very revealing. The American people know there's a lot in here that's bad. But that doesn't mean everything's bad. But look, let me give you a perfect example. You mentioned pre-existing illnesses and the fact that that's popular. Well, 35 states already had risk pools to allow people who couldn't buy health insurance immediately because of pre-existing conditions to buy it through a state risk pool. We have more than 3,500 people in Mississippi. We've had that law since the mid-90s. Do you know how many people are in the federal risk pool set up by this law? 120. That just goes to show you a lot of what was ballyhooed into the reason to need this federal law was already being done at the state level, but the left doesn't care. They say if the federal government doesn't make you do it, doesn't count.
The fact of the matter is, you listen to politicians who say, the fact of the matter is, you know, the fact of the matter is,
that they're goosing a lot of gas. That's what the fact of the matter is. Another talk radio host and the Obamacare discussion, and a couple of your calls as we have time. 800-510-TALK at 51 after the hour.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with a final few minutes wrapping up the discussion of last week's Obamacare review at the Supreme Court. Here's talk host Joe Bartlett with analyst Henry Aaron, no relation, from the Brookings Institute, about the process at the Supreme Court.
In terms of the Supreme Court process, I don't know why I didn't know this, but they vote right after the arguments normally, right? Or is this sort of a break of tradition? I don't know.
I don't know whether it's normal, but I'm quite sure that this is a tentative vote indicating positions. I would be amazed if there were not a multiplicity of different positions given the range of issues under consideration. The Chief Justice, I would suspect will be trying to get a measure of consensus, at least to the extent feasible. A 5-4 vote on this is going to be exceedingly controversial and rather problematic, I think, for the Supreme Court's general position. It's not impossible, of course. There have been a lot of 5-4 decisions, but if one can forge a larger majority, it would be in the Supreme Court's interest, and I think in the country's interest. And so there may be some movement and negotiation.
Is there any lobbying among the justices? I mean, sort of like how it works in Congress. Hey, can you support my side here? Or is it each of the justices is locked into a position and that's it?
We don't know a lot about what goes on in these negotiations, but in a few cases there have been reports. The most notable is the history of the negotiations that led to the unanimous decision in the school desegregation case, Brown versus Board of Education, where the Chief Justice worked very hard to get a unanimous opinion and succeeded in doing so. There have also been reports of that some justices are particularly
skilled in interpersonal relations, in talking to colleagues, and in seeking common ground. This case is so high profile, so important to the future of the nation, that I would think that various justices are going to be at work, walking the halls, talking to each other, having meals together, whatever, discussing their views, and as a result, I think it's conceivable at least that some votes might end up being modified before the opinions are announced, probably in June.
All right, so is it modification? Is there back and forth consternation? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Tom in Indiana thinks there's too much politicking going on.
I just think that there's too much politics going on here, and that if people took a good look at the Constitution and at the applicable clauses, they would realize that this does overstep the federal boundaries, and we have to have a serious, you know, state-based solution, I believe, where we can actually insure people and cover people without violating the Constitution, because that's what constrains what the government is allowed to do.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Leon from South Carolina, an insurance agent.
I'm an insurance agent, so I know something about that. I've had clients, and I've seen their bills and things like that. It is way too expensive, and it needs to be more standardized. It shouldn't cost you any one person more to get a certain type of service than it does anybody else, whether they've got insurance or not. Not only that, you know, if our federal government only took care of the things that they were supposed to based on the Constitution, they're doing about 80% more than they should be doing. If they didn't have their fingers on every little part of our life, we wouldn't be sending them so much tax money. More of it would be staying in the states, and then the states could do something like a state-based insurance plan. I totally in a disagreement with the way they're trying to go about it, and having and knowing something about the insurance process. I think it's better if we have a free market-based system without the government's fingers in everything, and with some cost controls and things like that, then it would be a whole lot better for everybody. There's ways to fix the old system without changing it completely.
All right, so the continuation of that conversation connected to Romney Care and the primaries tomorrow. This thing is probably going to get juiced up a little bit over the next couple of months, but the announcement last week that they were going to have a decision announced in June, kind of interesting, as it plays before for the conventions for either party. So that's it, a wrap on discussions over the weekend, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for your participation. Back again tomorrow, as they say, same time.